El futuro tiene nada más que la confrontación.
Hey, welcome to Unpopular Opinion. I'm your host, Adam Todd Brown. I write a weekly column for Cracked called The People vs. Adam Todd Brown, and I use that column to put forth all sorts of crazy opinions. Then, I come on this show to defend those opinions. Joining me today, he's an editor at Cracked who argued with me about Donald Trump a few weeks ago, in case you thought you wouldn't hear that name today. You can read his weekly column every Tuesday on the site, and you can see his videos whenever, I guess. Ladies and gentlemen, Josh Sargent. Also joining me, she's a Los Angeles-based comic who you might have heard a time or two on the show before. It's been a while since she's been on the show, but I don't recall if it was a long while or a short while. All I remember is we got to listen to her murder someone that day. Ladies and gentlemen, Vanessa Gritton. It's going to be a great show. Hey, happy Halloween, guys.
Spooky.
Scary. We don't have any Halloween sound effects.
Boo.
This is like...
Ah, it's like, right?
It's like when your phone updates and there's no new emojis. That's exactly what this is like. God damn
Greg's
it.
Greg's an outdated Greg. Brett.
Brett. Oh my God. Greg, call him what you want.
Speaking of that, I should turn my phone off. Yeah. I don't even know if I have any emojis.
I don't know if you have any emotions.
Just got new emojis. New phone update.
One of them's an Illuminati eye.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm sending a bunch of those to my mom.
Yeah, just send those to random people.
Yeah.
Oh, it's my turn in this risk game. Home, pause the podcast.
Okay, cool.
This is a two-part episode.
Yep.
It's the Halloween show. First, well, I should introduce everyone. Josh Sargent's here.
Hey, what's up?
How's it going?
Pretty good.
Great. Everyone knows Josh.
Everybody already knows
me. Vanessa Gritton, you're finally here.
10 minutes.
You spent the night in Santa Monica.
10 minutes around the corner.
Just so... You could, for once in your entire life, be on time to the podcast.
I've been early many, many times.
When?
But when I'm late, I'm really late.
I think you were early the time you were drunk.
I was really early the time I was drunk because I had to get up really early in the morning to get a bunch of booze, and that felt bad.
Yeah. She didn't drink it here.
But I sprained my ankle here.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. But Vanessa finally made. What happened? You had to get your car jumped?
I had to get it jump started because I left the lights on last night.
Were you napping in it when you left the lights on?
I wasn't napping in it. I didn't even drive it. I had just had...
Hit it, Brett! You know, the hardest part of this show for me is the first few minutes because I spend all that time asking everyone else what's going on in their life when all I really want to do is talk about what I've been up to since last week. That's why we call this segment This Week in Me. About to get really intense. Really, really intense. Really intense. Alright, you can figure it out. Oh, that felt good. Okay, so.
You know what I do when my car won't start? Which happens every once in a while because it gets really hot. I do exactly the same thing. I get out, I go, and I pop the hood, and I look at the engine for a minute, like this.
Yeah.
And then I realize I don't know what.
Yeah,
it says Honda on it, and then I close it, and I go back in, and I try again, and it usually works.
Oh man, that never works for me.
That's how you fix a Honda.
I always think like I try to look like to anyone going by. I know what I'm looking at.
Mm.
It's like, well, like I gotta look before I go to the mechanic. I can't just be like, well, my car won't start. Time to go straight to the mechanic. I have to like take that step. Huh. Maybe I'll grab like a hose and like shake it. Like maybe it's the...
Like there's just going to be something spouting fucking fumes or something that you'll just spot right
something
away.
Something clear and obvious.
Tape it up.
There's not a cartridge to take out and blow on and then stick back in, so I am helpless.
Someday. Basically. It's coming.
Remember when that AAA guy stole my tools?
Yes. Yeah, you do have bad luck. I mean...
Horrible.
Brett was saying that you have a story for every incident.
It's not bad luck. It's something I just coined called negative secret. It's like the secret when you imagine good things is negative secret. It's the opposite of the secret. You create this.
Oh my God, I do. It's the energy I'm putting forth.
I think I have a terrible life, but it's good because I never leave the car. I never leave the lights on my car. I never leave tools out for someone to steal.
I didn't leave tools out. The AAA guy didn't bring his tools. I lent him mine. He stole them. Fuck you, Wayne.
You, Wayne.
Okay. Anyway, my column this week, I have two. The first one is about all of the minor details that make any haunted house experience go wrong. Just to let you know, part two, what we're going to do today, we're going to talk about things that haunted houses get wrong, the little things they fuck up. And then Vanessa and Josh Sargent and myself, and not Brett, because he's a huge pussy.
Hello.
Are going to a haunted house called the 17th Door in Tustin, California tonight.
In a strip mall.
In a strip mall. And I'm going to write about what that was like on Saturday. And then we're going to do another podcast after that haunted house. And we're going to talk about what it was like. And then we're going to make fun of Brett for being too much of a pussy to go.
The amount of money Cracked and its parent company, Demand Media, would have to pay me to go to a haunted house is thousands, tens of thousands of dollars.
Go in the bathroom and give yourself a swirly.
Okay.
Right now.
What specific, like, is it jump scares?
I don't like being scared. Yeah, I don't like jump scares. I'm just going to be a nervous wreck the whole time. I didn't go on the elevator thing until I was in my 20s at Disneyland, and I was terrified the whole time.
Oh, samesies.
I didn't open my eyes on the Haunted Mansion or Pirates of the Caribbean until I was nary a teenager.
Oh my God.
When I was like 8 years old, I went to Disneyland. Yeah, I do not remember. I'm the opposite of Brett. I have to like watch Hostel Part 2 just to fall asleep at night.
Yeah. I don't enjoy torture porn. Like, that's one of the first things I bring up in the column is that haunted houses now are moving toward that aesthetic, like Hostel and like trying to make it look like a torture porn kind of film. And I think they fuck it up. But the first thing we should talk about is jump scares.
Yeah.
Because that, unless you're signing a waiver, that's really all any haunted house is. Have you been through any haunted houses, Josh?
Yeah. Yeah, and that's pretty much right.
And it's...
I don't want to experience that for a half hour.
Okay, yeah. We understand, Brett.
It's like that game where you're a coward. In the face.
Why can't you be a hero, Brett?
I am a hero of my own life.
I want Brett to just sit the positive whole podcast. Secret. Every time we bring up anything, he's like, I do not like that.
That's what I'm doing today.
That's yep. The entire podcast. The entire history of the podcast. So they're just jump scares. And as it goes on, they'll like bang on the wall or a dude will have like a fucking power tool.
Oh yeah, they do that in Not Scary Farm.
But all that really amounts to is just you turning the corner and being surprised by what you see. And that's why I feel like if you're in a haunted house, if you're going through a haunted house and it's a thing that makes you nervous, be in the front of the group. That's the best place to be because then you set the tone for everyone. You can be the hero. You can be the cool customer who walks in each room like, oh, hi, there's going to be something in that corner. And then something jumps out and sure enough. And Grant, you might ruin
it. Everyone's really impressed by you. They're like, oh man, this guy knows what's up. Let's stick with him and we just might make it through this.
Yeah, exactly.
I know that's the strategy. And I would never be the first person. I would insist on being middle of the pack.
That's
so someone
worst
else
place
gets
to be.
Scared.
I need a
Brett.
Taller person to like hide against.
Brett, do you not like haunted houses?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I'm not coming tonight.
I hate jump scares just because of my fight or flight response. Like, it's almost never...
Are you a puncher?
I'm a puncher. It's almost never run. It's always just, like, strike at the first thing that scares you or SWAT. And I shouldn't tell you this right before we go to a haunted house together.
My high school girlfriend did that in a haunted house. Just, like, guy in wolf mask hops out. And she went, and slapped his mask off. And then he was just, like, some dweeby kid. And he's just looking like... What? And he looked all sad and, like... He was our age, and then she was a bully, basically. I dated a bully in high school.
Yeah, I went to a haunted house in Indianapolis last month, and I also talk about this in the column. This happens to me at any haunted house where they allow teens in. Inevitably, someone is going to, I don't know what the rule is, they don't have their ID or something. Some motherfucker is going to ask if I will pretend to be their dad. So they can go through that haunted house. It happens every fucking time. Might even happen tonight. But I think tonight you have to be like over 18.
You do look like you could be just like anybody's dad?
Well, because I could be anybody's dad. I'm almost 40, goddammit.
You have like just this vague kind
of... Like aura of authority.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And power and trust.
Yeah.
You're right.
Look like I don't know my dad.
That happened in Indianapolis. So I'm going through this haunted house, and it's like a jump scare thing. Like, it wasn't scary at all. And this one was like prison themed. And the first thing that happens is this guy steps in front of me and is like, "You know what happens to pretty boys like you in prison?" I'm like, "What? Come on, what is this? What are you like? Are you going to rape me if I don't?" I was just like, "Move." And I said something, and he lifted his fucking mask up, and I basically threatened to kiss him. I was like, I very like sternly was like, "I will kiss you on the mouth if you don't move." And he got so freaked out. He backed up and like put his hands up. That's the other thing about the jump scare places.
You'd be really good in prison.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's where I took that from. I had spent all those years.
Those are playground roles.
In prison. Yeah. For taking kids through haunted houses. Like I did 3 years. But yeah, they're just, it's almost like a carnival attraction.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with jump scares. I feel like we're all just kind of like...
If they're done correctly.
Yeah, yeah, I feel like... I mean, like any kind of scare, if it's not done correctly, sucks. But like, jump scares are... Like, a good jump scare is my favorite part of a horror movie. And like when
Yeah.
And so I feel like in a haunted house, they can do it right. I'm on board. And then I go, and then my heart rate goes up and I get endorphins and thumbs up.
Yeah.
My $28 was well spent. You earned it.
A lot of the times, haunted house jump scares feel like those maze games that you used to play where, like, a scary face would pop up in the middle of it.
Yeah.
And then your response is just anger. Like, oh, I fell for that.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, there's this new class of haunted houses that are trying to be more shocking. I don't know. Maybe they've been around for a long time.
I Spit on Your Grave, the ride.
Yeah. That would be amazing.
Yeah, that would.
This is the difference. If you have to sign a waiver before you go in, you're getting touched. That's the one thing to remember. If they say what they mean by that waiver is, we're going to fucking touch you. And that is when jump scares become effective.
Yep.
Because there's some, like the blackout haunted house, the first thing they do is they shine a light in your eyes for like 40 seconds while they explain the rules. So you get all disoriented. Then they push you in a room and say, "Follow that white line on the floor." And you can't see the fucking white line because you're blind. And as you're stumbling along trying to follow it, someone just runs up and grabs you and ushers you to this pitch black part of the haunted house. And they put these goggles on you that make your vision even more like you can't see anything anyway. But someone puts these goggles on you, and then they just walk around you for like 3 minutes poking at you. Or they'll put their hand on your throat, or they'll spray water in your face. And if you're not ready for it, I can see how like right away it would fucking break a person.
Yeah.
Because that's a whole different kind of... Like, if you're especially susceptible to being scared that way, like, something touches you. Like, I normally am, but I went in so high, and so I researched it so much that I was just like, fuck. Okay,
oh, I do
I'm
that
gonna
to
get,
myself all the time.
I'm going to get touched for a few minutes. It's fine. And it was fine, but if I hadn't been ready for it, that would have fucked me up. That would have fucked me up right away. Are you ready for that, Brett?
No.
Because we're going to do it right now. We're going to cut the lights out.
And touch me.
And then we're all just going to surround Brett.
Yeah.
And poke him and hug him.
Poke him.
Tickle his ear.
Tell him about current films that he's never seen. So I feel like what we're in for tonight is like a combination.
We're going to go into a dark room and people are going to touch us.
Yeah.
Do you guys have to sign a waiver tonight?
Yes.
Yeah.
You do have to sign a waiver.
That's where the touching.
Oh,
before
yeah.
you go in.
Otherwise, Josh, ask me if I'm coming us. Tonight.
I feel like I know the answer to this question.
No.
No. And that's the thing about information. That also comes up in my column. That's where I feel like I fucked up with the blackout haunted house. This, the one we're going to tonight, I haven't, aside from that trailer, I haven't really looked into it a lot.
I read the article.
I know it like follows a story of some girl.
It's really interesting.
But I don't know like the details of what they do to you. So I'm going in less prepared. I went into the blackout haunted house like a fucking...
Follows a story.
Yeah.
Scholar.
Can I tell the story or do you want to be like...
No,
surprised?
Go ahead. No, I don't care basically, about the story. I just want to know if they're going to make me eat bugs or some shit.
17 doors of you're inside a college student's head and through each door is like some nightmare or neuroses or trauma she has.
Oh, so it's Inside Out.
basically, it's Inside Out.
Oh, I loved Amy Poehler in that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's black.
And there are two specific rooms that made me want to see this, and then you brought it up. And there's one where apparently there are actual pig carcasses, and there's the other one where it's just a shit ton of bugs.
There are bugs?
Hi, Adam.
Adam's face.
I thought I was talking about, I thought that was the McCamey Manor one that had the bugs.
No, this is the one with the room full
Fuck
of bugs.
Fuck me! No!
You don't like bugs?
No!
No.
Adam, that's what are you doing?
That's too bad. It's
oh, I really thought that was because
no, this is bugs.
All of the life has left Adam's face.
Oh. I'm so sorry.
What kind of bugs, you know?
Like creepy crawly ones. That's all I know.
Okay.
Maybe
okay. Squirmy wriggly ones.
Maybe it's ladybugs. Maybe it's just a room
I don't even
full
like
lady.
Those.
It's just a room full of ladybugs.
Yeah. I'm trying to make it better.
Oh, these are cute.
Running out of full of bees. I don't know.
Yeah. They're bees. No. No way. Bugs?
Yeah.
Because the first one I wanted to go to was called McCamey Manor.
Yeah.
And that apparently has been in San Diego for a bunch of years. And it finally got kicked out, I think because it's kind of actual torture. The haunted house is, I guess the shortest version of it is 4 hours. And no one has ever finished it. They just signed a TV deal. Like, they're turning it into a series. And if you look on their YouTube page, every person who goes through it, they turn it into, like, a 45-minute documentary of this person's time in this haunted house. And there's, like, dudes crying. Dudes with tattoos who look like they were in the military for years. Just fucking crying and bleeding. And it just looks so fucking brutal. And I called the guy. And I still tried to, I wanted us to be able to do it. It
was, same, I would have been down yeah, to go and, over the Mexican
yeah,
border.
Yeah, me and Vanessa were going to do it, four of us, because it would have had, you can only go in yep. two at a time. So it would have been Jeff and Josh and me and Vanessa. Yep. And ugh, he kept saying, you really don't want to do this. You might get your head shaved. And it's like, I don't fucking care if you shave my head.
Yeah.
You might get taken over the Mexican border.
Fine. But, well, I've done that willingly a whole bunch and for you might, not
you
legal
might
reasons.
Get, you might get sold into slave, human trafficking and
yeah,
never
like what happens
again.
If someone finishes it? Are they just like, going to get so angry?
I'd finish it out of spite.
Yeah,
like,
that's
spite is such a driving factor
yeah,
for me.
Yeah, it is.
I would take a few blows to the face for spite.
Me too.
Easily.
That's my kind of my feeling when I go into a haunted house. Like, I don't want it to
yep.
break me. And as much as he says, oh, well, we've had, like, military guys who didn't survive. Yeah, but the person who survived longest is just some chick named Sarah. So it's not like that military thing.
Yeah.
Is like, you could also say, hey, man, the record holder is just this girl named Sarah. And it would have, like,
exactly
the
that.
Opposite effect.
And I was a dental hygienist on a military post, and I got bit so much. I got fear bitten so much by dudes. So that has no...
And I grew up poor.
Yeah. Like, they'd flinch or something.
They'd
or
jump
like,
in and bite you?
Like, they'd be scared or, like, I'd be doing, like, an x-ray or something like that. And then they'd, like, flinch and bite my hand.
There are a few things
I mean,
scarier than the human mouth.
The troops are wimps is what we're saying is the official.
Yeah.
I think that's where on Pops. That's our stance. We're all together on this thing I just
yeah,
said.
Yeah.
The troops are wimps.
Trump is Hitler. Troops, wimps.
Yep.
Ace of Base is Nazis.
Ace of Base is Nazis. And Brett is a pussy.
Yeah.
I want to work in something bananas that I've said in my column too. Hold on. Let me look. I can't remember anything I've ever written.
So yeah, that's the one I thought had the bugs was McCamey Manor. Because in one of the episodes, I saw them literally putting bugs in someone's mouth.
Oh, they won't put them in your mouth. You're just interacting amongst them. Like, they're just in the room.
So it's up to the bugs if they go in my mouth.
Exactly.
No, that's worse. That's worse. I would rather they be like trained circus bugs that know what they're doing. But I feel like these are just going to be
they're
like...
They're rogue.
Yeah, I feel like these are just going to be like fucking...
Trained circus bugs.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And you fucking tame them for movie purposes.
You have like a whip.
But these are just going to be like extras. No. These are going to be like extras. It'll still like get them a SAG card or whatever. But they're going to be off the fucking reservation.
So what if it turns out that you can tame bugs? Like, you're the one who can tame them and you never knew yeah. because you're afraid.
I'll never know. Because I'm never going to try.
That would be amazing.
You unless I walk in, unless person. I walk in tonight and just part the room full of bugs, just by like doing that. Like if my fear is such a driving force,
and they just start doing your bidding,
skittering to the side of the room. Like, my bidding will literally just involve
get away from me,
please.
Just, yeah.
Do whatever else you want in life. Just stay away from me.
This is an origin story for a superhero.
Yeah,
Bruce Wayne goes in the cave, lets the fear consume him, and all the bats swirl around him.
So I'm gonna come out like a fucking bug cockroach superhero.
Oh my god! And you terrify Jeff.
Oh yeah. Oh fuck! Why isn't Jeff coming?
Yay! He's so scared of cockroaches he'll vomit.
Oh really?
Mm-hmm.
He lives in a bad city for that.
Yeah, I know.
They are fucking everywhere.
Yep.
Yeah. And they're going to be everywhere tonight. God damn it.
I'm not scared of cockroaches, but I hate them more than I hate anything. We went to such insane lengths because cockroaches, they reproduce in cardboard.
Yeah.
They eat the glue. We went to such insane lengths when I lived on a boat to keep any cardboard off the boat. Like, whenever we bought cereal, we'd like bring it up to the boat, take all the plastic out, put all the cardboard in there. Like, I remember my birthday presents would all come out of like the boxes, and the boxes would get thrown away. So my parents were like, fuck cockroaches.
Yeah,
and then we'd see one, and it would be like, nope, bombing the boat, everybody off for a week, set off the fucking roach bomb, nuke the entire interior.
Yep.
It's worth it.
Boric acid works better than anything else on the planet. When I had the exterminator came over, he's like, this isn't an infestation, this is a plague. And I'm like, I didn't want to hear those words come out of your mouth.
Woof. Yeah, we lived in a house once that was just overrun with roaches, but it was that way before we moved in and we didn't know it.
Yep. And then they get daring.
They get comfortable.
Yeah,
they become part of the family.
You haven't lived until you played 3 a.m. chicken with a cockroach in your kitchen.
Yeah, or you're just like watching TV and you look over and there's a roach just watching TV with you.
Yep.
Just like,
I immediately jump up and step on it.
Yep.
Like, it has to die. It has to die right there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's not allowed to live around me.
Yeah, it's not supposed to be that comfortable.
I see them on the street, and I'm like, nope, this is my street.
Yeah. You don't
people built this, not you.
You don't want it to be an example to the rest of them. Like, if that one gets brave, then the rest
this
are coming
This is what
out.
Happens.
Yeah.
And then I string up his corpse.
His smashed corpse.
We're just going to see Josh slaying roaches in a room, stringing each and every one of them up.
I have a necklace of roaches. Crushed roaches.
This is exciting.
I wonder how itchy Jeff's going to get listening to this part of the episode.
I know. Yeah, why isn't Jeff coming? What happened?
I don't know.
I think
Let's
he had a
him.
Show or something.
I don't know. Let's make him come.
Supposed to, God damn it.
Let's make him come and not tell him about the roaches. Oh my God, if it actually happens, I'm really sorry.
I don't know if I'm happier about the bugs now. No.
Because you know.
Yeah.
Because you're prepared.
So I'm not prepared. I'm never going to be prepared for a room full of bugs.
Do you want to... Do you want me to go in first? Do you want me to
I gotta go first. Oh my God. But yeah, this is what happened at the Blackout Haunted House. I just researched way too much and I went in all skeptical and jaded and shit, and I didn't let the experience consume me. That said, there were some plot holes with the Blackout Haunted House, and I feel like that's an obvious problem with any haunted house, because they don't have Hollywood movie budgets, and even when you have a Hollywood movie budget, there are plot holes. But the thing they mess up, the Blackout Haunted House is like a very sexual kind of thing. Like, that word comes up in the trailers. Mm. Like, yeah, it's a lot of sex.
And one room is just two people making tender, passionate love to each other.
There is a simulated rape room.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Somebody told me about that, where you have to physically walk around the simulated rape.
No, the guy runs at you with his dong.
Oh, that's what I was thinking of, different one.
Flopping in the air.
Oh, but,
and pushes you against a wall and makes you sit there.
Oh, wait, so we're going to see cock?
No, this is at the Blackout Haunted House.
This is a different one. We're not going to see any cock.
Maybe
not. Who knows?
Not.
We might.
We might.
Is this a real or a prosthesis?
It's a Tuesday night.
No, I think it was a real dong. There was some nudity in the Blackout Haunted House. And the woman he was pretend raping was nude. She was real, but...
She wasn't a prosthesis?
No. She didn't have a prosthetic vag.
So this girl's got to pretend to get raped every 15 minutes, 8 times a night for a month?
Yeah, and you have to lay next to her while some of it's happening.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird. But there's one room where they dress this woman up to look like a zombie, kind of. But she's still kind of hot. And she makes you, like, take a spoon of something from a pail. Like, that part was gross. It tasted like... It had no flavor, which was the worst part. I wanted it to taste like something. But it tasted like nothing. And then she makes you lay on the floor, and she straddles you. And I guess if you're aroused, it's supposed to like be uncomfortable because she like looks all hideous and shit. But she smelled like grapes. And that took me out of it because I was like, this is bullshit. She wouldn't smell like grapes. She would smell like a fucking zombie. Like, I'm not uncomfortable. I feel like she's just in a Halloween costume.
So then you got aroused because of the grapes.
No, because all I could think about was, like, this is bullshit. This is fake. This is not what a real zombie universe would be like. Yeah. Like,
just couldn't get immersed in the
zombie. No, I couldn't because I just kept...
She's a grape zombie.
I just kept picturing all the things that were wrong. Near the end, there's a completely naked woman.
Is it a plot hole that the zombie smelled like grapes?
Yes! Is that what rotting flesh smells like?
We should just rub them with old meat before they go out onto the
Wouldn't
floor.
Wouldn't it be weird if the zombie apocalypse happened and they all smelled like grapes?
Yes, that would be very weird.
Yeah, but it would prove you wrong.
Yeah, but we can't. Me and her didn't have time to bicker like that. Oh. Like, you only get a few seconds in the room, and then they usher
Excuse
you
me,
out.
Ma'am. Excuse me. You smell like grapes.
You smell fantastic. They have a room where a woman's just completely naked, and you have to unchain her from the floor. Mm-hmm. And
you get to be a hero.
Yeah, but even then, I was fumbling around, and I tried to unlock her, and it didn't work. And she said, "Try a different key." So I just threw the keys away, started feeling around for other keys, and she goes, "No, it'll be on the same ring." I'm like, okay, this isn't how an actual kidnapping would work. How would you fucking know that? Like, don't sass me, for one thing. Don't get sassy. How am I supposed to know? You let me panic. Let me legitimately panic for once. Stuff like that fucks these things up for me. I'm just like, no, this isn't how the experience would go. She would be more flustered
every time
than that.
I've unchained a naked woman from a floor in a basement.
Well, there was a man
coming. Just as disoriented as me.
See? Exactly. And her hands were free. Her hands were free. I noticed that at one
point. Oh.
Like,
oh.
You unlock yourself. That's, what am I doing?
That's so that, like, the haunted house person can't be like, oh, look.
Because that's we true. Can't yeah. trust the public.
No, definitely not.
If you're a woman and you're being kind of like, hey, we're going to chain you to a floor and strangers are going to come through, like, you're going
to
leave
pay
my
to come through.
I'm scared of that, fully clothed, not chained.
You're going to leave my hands free and I'm going to have a gun. I guarantee she had mace taped to her back or something.
Yeah, probably.
Did she smell like grapes?
I don't remember. I was too put off by her tone.
You are rude, ma'am.
Yeah, we are not married right now. I don't know what you think. That's another thing I bring up in the column. Everyone, they're just actors. No matter how scary a haunted house is, everyone in there is just an actor. I heard...
And not a good one.
Yeah, I heard
That's
a woman
doing this.
On the radio. I was on my way into work, and this woman, they just read an ad for some haunted house. And she goes, what kind of person would want to do such a horrible thing for their job? Every out-of-work actor in Los Angeles. Like, anyone... would want to do that if that's the kind of thing they do. It's an acting job and not a really good one.
Also me. I'd do that. Sure.
Have you?
No, but I would.
Same.
I think I would.
I think I'd get a little
So
bit
you
of
would
like...
work in one?
Maybe. But then I'd have to like make sure that no one scares me like going in and out. When
Let's do a haunted house next year.
Yeah.
Let's do an unpopular opinion haunted house.
Great.
I'm into
it's just
it.
A bunch of people trying to scare Brett.
We just make people sign waivers.
I'm so scared. As
just like, we should all just scare
just
Brett.
Everyone.
Just get them all in a room and punch them in the stomach.
Fuck the haunted house. Yeah, let's just all bully Brett this week.
$20 a pop. Watch us all just assault Brett.
That's not a bad idea.
If anybody listening to this podcast sees Brett, just assault him.
Take his shoes.
Take his shoes. Take his shoes. He's wearing Air Yeezys.
Brett's like, I'm cutting that part out.
I was in a haunted house at the Playboy Mansion once.
Ooh.
How's that for cool? They sent me through with a photographer and two rando women who were going through so I could take pictures for an article. And that article doesn't exist on the internet anymore, which is a shame. But they had this haunted house and there was a part where it's like completely black. I got lost and I saw a crack of light in the wall. And I realized it was just shitty construction. They hadn't attached the wall properly. And I was like, I'm just going to cut through there because I'm lost. And when I cut through, I was standing behind someone who was working and waiting for other customers. And I just leaned in and went, I think I'm lost. And it scared the shit out of her. Oh my God. It was so amazing. That's how you win a haunted house.
You won.
I did. I won that night. Like I'm saying, they're just people.
My dad did that at Universal Studios. What was it? It was Leatherface. He scared the crap out of Leatherface. He waited under a stairwell, and he just watched the Chappelle show with me, and he hates the show, but he loved the, I love lesbians thing. So he hid under the stairwell as Leatherface was coming down, and he just goes, Bjah! And the dude jumps down the last two steps, and he just starts yelling, where is that guy? Fuck that guy!
What if he really killed your dad with a chainsaw? Yeah, right. I'm so offended that you sullied the Leatherface name. No. I gotta defend his name. That was the worst chainsaw. It's because I'm sick.
I thought that was an imitation of just Leatherface.
Yeah, I didn't hear chainsaw.
Chainsaw, you know.
That's what my voice
is. It's like also like a revving car.
So what's everyone looking forward to about the haunted house tonight?
Being in the my bugs? Own house.
Getting bugs. Oh, you're not coming,
Brett? Oh, are no, you not coming? Coming? Why not?
You're not going to make it?
Why aren't you coming,
scared.
Brett?
Too scared.
Pig carcasses.
You can make delicious meats out of those. Bacon.
I see Bergo ham.
Ham.
Can you take it? Can you take chops. The pigs home?
I'll ask.
All right.
Well, I'll just take one. I hope there's enough thrills and chills tonight that we actually have something to talk about.
I think 17 doors should be enough thrills and chills, especially some of the stuff that I read. The story alone is going to give us enough.
I'm really not happy about those bugs.
I know. Oh my God, what if we ruined everything with a can of Raid?
Oh yeah. Or
just ruin the entire... They'd be like, dudes.
Or we just throw in a bug bomb.
No one come in here. There's bugs in this room. Hold on. Just kill them all.
Throw
all
right, bug
it's
bomb.
Safe.
Kill all the bugs. Also, everyone.
How do you maintain a room full of bugs as a production?
Just keep adding more bugs.
Yes, they escape I think it's, into the it's community.
Fucking Los Angeles. You just leave out food for 5 seconds and then the entire room fills with cockroaches.
Somebody just left a dish of milk in there. Now it's a haunted house. Oh my God.
How do you keep those? Maybe they're the movie bugs.
Maybe they have a handler.
Yeah, they're tame.
Like Chris Pratt and the Raptors, where there's just a guy that comes in and has a really good relationship with all of them and knows
them by
name.
You think Chris Pratt comes in?
I think it's Chris Pratt.
That'd be amazing.
This is the next Jurassic Park movie.
Just
hands out.
Just like, Blue. Blue. I see you, Blue.
If haunted houses really, really scare you, the one thing to really keep in mind, there are still laws in this country. It might say it's torture. They're not going to torture you. The waiver gives them permission to touch you and cuss at you and fuck with your head, but they can't just like put you in a room and beat you with a lead pipe. That would still be against the law in this country, and you'll be fine. Just like people don't really die in movies, you're not going to die in a haunted house.
And nobody ever
and
breaks
you know
the
what,
law.
Man, it's such bullshit. It's such bullshit because the crooked banks, man, can come and take your house and ruin your family, and that's legal, but you can't beat a man with a lead pipe in a haunted house. This country is fucking backwards.
Bullshit. Total bullshit. But that's the way it is. That's the one thing that I wondered about. This
the banks?
The banks.
Yeah.
And the McCamey Manor place. Like,
because they punch you in the face.
Yeah, it seems like they do at some point just start smacking the shit out of you.
What if part of the haunted house is they start repossessing your shit? It's like, we own your car now.
They take your identity.
Yeah, they steal your identity.
Wipe out your bank account.
They ruin your credit.
That's why people are crying.
And it's like, fuck, what?
The final thing is a wedding invitation from your ex-girlfriend and the new guy she's with. Yeah.
They show your wife pictures of you cheating on her and you're photoshopped and shit. You're like, what are you doing?
For real.
They give you an STD test and then they just look at the thing and they don't tell you what the results are. And it's all just that waiting period before they tell you what the results of your STD test
They tell
are.
You there's a jump scare, but it's 20 years between now and 20 years and you don't know when it's going to happen.
The biggest of your life.
They just inject you with something. Don't tell you what. A syringe comes out in your neck. There. How do you feel?
Live with that.
Oh, I know you feel fine. Now. That would be amazing.
Oh my God, we just made the greatest haunted house on the planet.
Let's do a haunted house where it's just like a 15-second thing where you just sit in a room, we walk in and do one thing to you and get the fuck out. Like, why did they do that? Just put a red cup in front of you. Thank you. Keep that cup. Do I have to keep the cup? That would be awesome.
Amazing.
That would be some Shia LaBeouf shit. I don't know why he's my standard for public art exhibitions.
I mean, he's the greatest mind of our generation.
He's inspiring. Mm-hmm. That's for sure. He will motivate you in the morning.
He's a word. There are words we can use to describe him.
Yeah.
Describe.
We can even put them together as sentences. Sentence.
That was fun.
That was fun. We have fun, guys.
You know what I did? That reminds me. I did for a Halloween. My favorite Halloween costume I ever did was I was a time traveler, and I bought a bunch of gushers, and I filled every pocket in like this sort of elaborate suit I had with gushers. And when I'd meet someone I didn't know, I'd hand them a package of gushers, and they would say, "What is this?" And I was like, "Hang on to that. Trust me." It's like my time machine. And I got, for the most part, it went well. But I got a few people being like, "I don't want your gushers. Just what does this mean? What are you trying to do? Fucking Halloween joke, man. Like, cause time." Never mind.
They fucked it up.
They were like, "Did you put a razor blade in these gushers?" Like, oh no, God, I did not.
They don't even make razor blades gusher sized.
No.
That's stupid. You would have to cut the razor blade.
I hate the fucking rumor about poisoning candy.
Oh my God, I know.
Yeah.
I want to poison some candy and give it to kids just so that the rumor is true.
It ruins? Yeah. I want to be an early adopter of that.
That is a thing that
and the only actual
almost
case,
never happens.
There's one case and the fucking parent did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The parent did it trying to make it seem like someone killed his kid with poison candy.
Oh, like in The Sixth Sense. Wait.
Yes.
Not exactly. Poison soup.
Yeah.
In The Sixth Sense. It was poison Campbell's.
Munchausen.
People who give out Campbell's for Halloween, fucking worse. Big fucking can of cream of tomato.
If you gave a kid in 2015 an apple, he would shoot you. He would be like, fuck you.
What if you gave him Bible verses in a nickel?
Halloween is hardcore.
Okay. I went to a private Christian high school, and we had a thing called Trunk or Treat, where where they didn't trust the general community. So what they would do is they'd have a bunch of adults fill the trunks of their cars with candy, and then they'd line up all their cars trunk to trunk, and then you'd go from trunks to just get candy. And there'd always be at least 4 to 5 parents that would either give out Bible verses, pens, hot dogs, apples,
hot dogs.
Or dental floss.
Hot dogs?
Yeah.
Like cooked up?
Yeah, like cooked
dogs?
Up hot dogs. And I went as Wednesday Adams. And
fried onions, a little kraut.
Yep. And every single person was like, "What are you, a pilgrim?" So I, yep. So that was one of my Halloween experiences. And then my next one, I just went trick-or-treating like a normal fucking kid, and it was great.
That sounds more normal.
But you don't want "For God So Loved the World" of candy.
I don't think I have any really crazy trick-or-treating experiences. Anything happen to you, Josh? Ever get kidnapped?
I was just realizing I cannot remember going. I know I went trick-or-treating. Mm-hmm. I have no specific memories of it.
Yeah, it was just a thing I did.
Maybe you just got drugged every time.
Yeah.
I remember we would go and
parents would just slip me some acid and be like, "Yeah, you totally went trick-or-treating when I woke up. It was great. Here's all this candy. Why is it in a bag that says 99 cents off? And why is it all off-brand? Shut up!
Why are these all cigarettes? Brett, do you have any crazy trick-or-treating experience?
No, he's a fucking pussy. He doesn't
like
to go out at night.
Ones. We would go trick-or-treating. There was like a lot of like angry anti-Semitic teens where I grew up, and they would like spray paint swastikas or like Star of Davids with like a circle and a Ghostbusters cross through it. And they would like fuck with younger kids, like 8, 10-year-olds or whatever, and they would like get the silly string and they would just like spray you or steal your shit. And then one year
the wackiest Nazis
one
ever.
Year that was just happening a lot, and my friend's father is Anthony Pelicano, the guy who's in prison for basically wiretapping and owning a bunch of illegal weapons. This was a big story about 10 years ago. He was like a PI to the stars, and he intimidated people.
He was like Ray Donovan.
Yeah, exactly. And he's in prison now. And his daughter was one of my closest friends, and she called him, and he walked with us with a baseball bat for the rest of the night. And it was pretty cool.
That's pretty amazing. Nothing eventful happened in Peoria. Peoria didn't get really terrifying until crack epidemic.
I got locked in the trunk of a car dressed like a banana.
Was that this week?
Yeah.
No. Recent?
I mean, honestly, it could be. But nah, I was 16, and they didn't have enough room for me in the car, so they like get in the trunk, and then they didn't open the trunk when
so
they all
so still kind of recently, because it's not like you're old.
Yeah, that's
That was
true.
Like 6 years ago.
It's still...
But you were locked in a trunk as a banana.
Seven.
Seven? Yeah. Oh, that's better. 7-year itch. Time to do it again.
Time to dress up like a banana and get drunk and locked in a car. And then wander to a frat party for pizza. I was hungry and scared.
Don't wander to a frat party for anything. Should we do voicemails? Should we do comments? You know, it's a big world out there.
Big world.
It's easy big to feel world. Like the things you say don't matter.
They don't.
I want you to know Vanessa's a lying sack of shit.
We in call general.
This segment, Your Voice Matters, where we read your stupid goddamn comments from the past few episodes and respond to them personally.
Personally.
Fade it out, Brent. I'm going to whisper like this the rest of the episode. No, I'm not.
I don't know if you've ever said this, but like, you're not being facetious at all. Comments are garbage. I think they're genuinely bad for me as a writer to read them.
People used to say this, and I'd be like, oh, yeah, I read them all the time. I finally am on board. I never read the cracked comments anymore.
I read them one time, and it was when you mentioned me and Jeff in the article, and I was just kind of like, oh, God, the internet's a terrible place.
Yeah, well, yeah. I don't know what it is about comment sections that draw the worst fucking people.
It's because they want to piggyback on not just us. Anyone who writes an article on the internet has made something that is getting attention. And then the people who leave comments are like, I want to get that attention too without putting any work into
it. But see, I feel like the comments we get on specifically on SoundCloud, which are the comments I read on here, they're different. Because
they are.
Because we hold them accountable.
Yeah, we interact with people. Yeah. We'll read. If you say something crazy, we'll read it on the air, and everyone will make fun of you. So I feel like that's why I read these comments, because I feel like it's decent feedback from people who aren't completely awful.
Yeah.
But like the cracked comments, no. Yeah. Like that is a...
Oh, no.
It is a fucking nightmare in that comment section.
For a while, I would check in on that and on the SoundCloud page for the Cracked podcast just to make sure that everything was sounding right. There was not some weird edit that sounded wrong or whatever. But no, it's
useless.
It's just terrible.
Yeah.
And it's not just that they're rude or negative, because taking negative feedback is, I think, something everyone in this room does. It's that the feedback guides you in exactly the wrong direction. They're fucking stupid, too.
Yeah. Yeah,
they're mean. And they're dipshits.
Yeah.
Yeah. I rely on Twitter more for feedback on my articles. Like, if I write something that people hate, I'll hear about it on Twitter. And I'll hear about it from people who are at least comfortable putting their actual profile behind what they're saying. So I know they're at least a little less crazy and they kind of believe what they're saying.
I would love if these comments or comments were connected to Facebook. That would be amazing.
Yeah.
If you saw
that'd
someone's
be cool.
full name.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to go to your house and beat you with a sack of fruit.
I've gotten decent comments on Facebook. It depends on the topic. I feel like if you write about video games, you're going to get
easily.
Everything is going to be garbage.
Yeah,
everything
I don't anybody read the cracked Facebook comments either, because there's so many of them, for one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just got time. And I always want to go in and reply, and if I do that on Facebook, I end up replying as cracked.
Oh.
I did that the other day.
Oh, I didn't know you were the...
I've only replied to one annoying comment, and that was... the dude who's just like, I don't know what race she is and I hate her voice. I'm like,
that I told you I was sorry. Fuck.
I love that. I can't tell what race you are.
I have people yelling.
I can normally tell immediately by voice alone.
Yeah. If you're Caribbean, I want you to speak with a stereotypical Jamaican accent.
Bacon. No.
What?
It was a stupid thing that they used to say in high school. Latin, if you said beer that. Can like you were British, it would bacon. Sound like bacon if bacon. You're Jamaican.
Bacon.
Should we listen want you to
kind of, not really.
I know.
We want you to speak more like the stereotype of your race, Vanessa.
Yes, please.
What's the stereotype for Latin Jews?
Oh my God, we don't have a stereotype for you.
Descended from Hitler?
To the comment section. you can call the voicemail line 505-3-UNPOPS.
That's 505-386-7677.
Good job.
All right, here's some questions.
I can read.
Hey, guys. Another simple question.
Hey.
So you've been commissioned by Doritos to make a new Doritos flavor. But the catch is it has to be a dessert Dorito. So it has to be a sweet flavor rather than a spicy or savory flavor.
Churro.
What kind of dessert Dorito would you make and why?
Cheesecake.
Yeah, churro.
Churro wins.
Yeah.
I'm doing
churro.
Cheesecake.
As soon as he said it, churro.
Yeah, churro. That's amazing. Yep. Churro Dorito, I would eat those right fucking now.
Yep.
I would throw down on some churro Doritos.
Oh. Have you guys been to the Churro Burro in Los Feliz?
What the fuck is that?
No.
Churro Burro. It's an ice cream sandwich, but the patties, the sandwich part, the bread, if you will, fresh baked churros. They're still warm, and then you pick whatever ice cream you want in the middle.
Oh.
It is.
Oh, my God.
Let's go to the Churro
Increíble.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
I'm hard.
It's amazing.
You say
it's called the Churro Burro.
You said cheesecake, Josh?
Yeah.
Why cheesecake?
It would be awful. And I would eat one, and I would throw up, and then I would eat more.
Yeah.
And then I would throw up more, and I would go through the entire bag.
What about chocolate?
Chocolate Doritos.
No.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, churro. That's,
churro works
ooh,
the
those
best.
Would be amazing.
For some reason, mentioning ice cream, if I could use your podcast for a moment, I went to a Cold Stone
recently. Absolutely not.
And
let's wrap it up, please.
I got ice cream, and then the guy asked, I tipped it, and the guy asked me, would you like a song? Because at Cold Stone, if you tip,
oh, yeah.
they have to sing a song.
Oh, yeah.
I thought he said, do you like the song that's playing in the Cold Stone? And I was like, I mean, yeah, sure, it's fine. Like, I expect him to say, oh, it's my band, or, like, do something cool like that. So I was just being, yeah, it's fine. And so he sang this song, and I was baffled. I'm like, why are you singing to me? And I just had this look of, and I like left before he was done because I was just like, what the fuck? And then I left, and the person I'm with is like, I can't believe he made him sing the song. So if you're listening, guy who works at Cold Stone in Culver City, I am sorry.
When I was in high school, I would go to Cold Stone when I know my friends were working there just so I could make them sing.
Just
yeah, I would do that.
If I
knew someone
thing.
Who worked at
my nephew
Cold
worked
Stone,
for Cold Stone. Oh, I have another flavor, giant frosted flake.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah,
I still like churro though.
Churro's the
churro
best.
Churro makes sense from a cultural standpoint.
Yeah,
Doritos have done a great job of embracing their Latino roots.
Tapatio.
There are Tapatio. Ones.
There are Tapatio.
They're
Doritos.
Great. I highly recommend them.
They're
yeah.
wonderful.
Tiramisu Doritos,
Dutch apple pie. Do we have any more voicemails?
Yeah, we got obviously a lot because we've done 9 episodes in a row devoted to Donald Trump. So,
oh boy.
I'm not going to play any of them. This is the most political of any of the ones that I'm going to play.
Hello, folks.
Hello.
This is Michael from Anaheim. I just wanted to
My
know
hood.
What your guys' opinion was on Kanye West's candidacy for the 2020 presidential election. How serious of a contender do you think he could be? Thank you, guys.
The current president of Guatemala is a comedian.
Yeah.
So I think Kanye is more serious than that. Because the current president of Guatemala wants to attach GPS trackers to teachers to make sure they make it to school.
Well, that would make sure they get there. Or you'd at least know if they died on the way.
And he wants to issue every child a smartphone.
Sure, sure, sure.
This is the legacy of my people.
That sounds like, yeah.
So Kanye... probably better.
I don't think I could vote for Kanye West. Kanye West is a little too unstable for me.
If Mos Def or Yasin Bey ran as vice president, then I'd vote
for
Kanye Mos Def.
Yeah.
Kanye Mos definitely. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'd vote for Mos Def for anything.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, I'd vote for Mos Def. I can't. I would use T.I.'s argument against Hillary Clinton against Kanye West. Like, I feel like he's going to make decisions in a rash manner, and then later on be like, okay, maybe I fucked up. That was wrong.
I'd vote for Lupe Fiasco for president,
Same.
Too. Even though he's a 9/11 truther, I think. Some of his songs make me think he might be a 9/11 truther.
I feel like there's a lot of rappers who are probably 9/11 truthers.
Yeah. Yeah. If we have to have a 9/11 truther as a president,
it'd be Lupe
at Fiasco. Least Lupe Fiasco.
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't do Kanye West. I would vote for Jay-Z.
I'd
vote for Jay-Z
that.
For president.
I was going to say, Jay-Z presidency?
Yeah.
That one I'd go for.
Jay-Z should legitimately run for mayor of New York City. I feel like he'd win.
I feel like it's fitting at this point.
And I feel like he'd win.
Do we have to stick to rappers? Because also Jello Biafra, I think, would make a great president.
Yeah, but didn't his bandmates sue him for fucking amount of money?
Yep. But they sued him because he didn't want them to use their song in a Dockers commercial. Oh. Like, he wrote a song about holidays in Cambodia, partly about abusive wage slavery in Cambodia where they make Dockers, and Dockers was like, hey, can we use this cool song in our ad? And he was like, no, and the rest of the band was like, yeah, let's make a lot of money off this.
Oh,
and then
God.
They sued him for it.
Ooh, Killer Mike LP 2020.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's
a ticket I could get behind.
Yep.
Killer Mike for president. Like, LP would have to be vice president.
He has to.
Yeah.
No more fuckboys.
No more. That's the platform. No more fuckboys.
Tom DeLonge from Blink 182 would make a good president. Because he thinks aliens
are real. He would find those fucking aliens. He would find those aliens. Finally.
We need a president who is...
How have I never seen an alien? I've not once seen a UFO. I spent all that time in Albuquerque. Never saw a UFO. Never once have I been like, oh, I wonder if that's a UFO. Everything I look at.
Ooh, I have a UFO experience when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It was when I lived on a boat. Mm. It's the middle of the night, and my cousin had just come to visit. My parents were asleep, and I was up with my cousin. We were talking about whatever the fuck it is. We were video games, probably, because we're nerds. And we hear this sound, and it comes around, and we hear it go around the boat from every angle, and then just, like, vanish. And then we go up on deck. Fucking nothing. Pitch black.
Oh, my God.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aliens.
Totally. 100% it was aliens.
That's amazing.
That was insane.
I want that once. They have to know how much I'm into them. Like, they can't just, like...
Yeah. Maybe that's why. You want it to your bad. Podcast.
Like, they can't... Sure. Like, I can't just wake up one night and one of them's floating over my bed like, hey, thanks for the support. And then they take off and I'm like, cool. That's fine. That's all I need. No one's going to believe me anyway. So let's just... Fulfill a fucking wish, why don't you?
I thought of that as like the Babe Ruth dream in The Sandlot, where it's like, keep it going, kid. We'll see an alien.
Or like the Mr. Burns dream that Smithers has.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The alien floats in through the window in a nightgown.
I need it.
Adam's laying there in his four-post bed.
All right, should we read some regular comments? Paul Nevius at 4428 said, Jeff May wouldn't bang Gronk. That's Rob Gronkowski. And I think maybe he would.
I guess Brett will end up on, yo, is this racist for that?
What'd you say that was racist, Brett?
Oh, I said that I don't know if Carlos Santana speaks English. Because he doesn't sing or talk. Because he doesn't sing or talk or do anything. He just plays guitar.
I've seen him speak English, like in interviews.
I've seen him in a Macy's commercial speaking English. He's talking about shoes.
He's always talking about shoes. Carlos Santana loves
shoes. But more importantly, who fucking cares about Carlos Santana?
Metatron, the spirit who possessed his soul and compelled him to record Smooth with Rob Thomas.
Oh.
Cares. So.
As a white person.
Are you prepared to apologize or?
No.
Okay.
No, fuck Santana, man.
Raul con queso. If your name's Raul con queso, I get to say it that way. Fuck you. At 710 says, as a white person, and see, here he goes. As a white person, if you don't like Dave Matthews, I believe you're legally obligated to like Coldplay. No?
No. You have to pick one at birth?
No. Neither. No. Registered independent.
I don't agree that you're obligated, but I do hate Dave Matthews, and I do like Coldplay.
I kind of hate them both.
Do I get that right? To hate both? Since I ain't white, but I just sound white?
Yeah.
Anyone's allowed
to hate. I hate both, but I like Steve Miller Band.
I don't like Steve Miller Band.
Steve Miller Band's great.
Yeah, they got a lot of
Coldplay. Coldplay has a lot of range though, because they have really good songs, and then they have just dismal pieces of shit.
Have we told people about the Steve Miller
Band
on the podcast before?
Yeah, I don't think we have.
I don't think I want to, because I feel like people are going to try and fuck it up. Me and Vanessa have no idea what Steve Miller's face looks like.
Yeah, and I've seen him live.
And we have a pact. That we're not ever going to learn what Steve... Don't you fucking do it, Brett.
That's one of the 17 rooms tonight.
No.
7 Steve Miller's face.
Steve Miller.
Oh, that's going to be the 17th room.
Covered in bugs.
We made a vow that until one of us dies, we cannot know what his face looks like.
Don't carry me too far away.
Oh, Steve Miller.
Like, I was Steve at a Miller record Rand. Store, and I was going through stuff, and I saw something that had his face on it, and, like, I almost caught a glimpse.
Was it the Joker? Because that's not what he actually looks like.
No. But, like, I caught a brief glimpse, and then I just pushed all the records forward so that I wouldn't see it.
Yeah.
Because I just saw, like, the top of a head.
I'm going to look up what it looks like. I'm not going to show you guys.
Don't do it. I can see the reflection. All right, should we get the fuck out of here, bro?
Yeah.
Josh, do you have anything to plug?
I got a column every Tuesday on Cracked, and you can follow me on Twitter at JF Sargent. Oh, fuck. Kamikaze. Go to Kamikaze. Is this going to air before Kamikaze?
Yeah.
Kamikaze, I'm part of a panel on how to make money writing comedy for the internet, and you should come check it out. It's on Halloween at 10:30 a.m., I want to say.
Nice. And we are also doing a live Cracked podcast at Kamikaze that I'm on. Also on Halloween Day at 1 p.m., room 515A.
Oh, yeah.
Come check that shit out.
That's not the 17th room.
No, that's a 515th room. You're all going to be so scared by the time you get there.
Yeah.
After 514 more rooms, each with an A and B variety.
I'll be there. I'll be there walking around if you want to call me an asshole.
Don't you do it. Don't you do it.
That's what I was going to
Josh Sargent.
Steve Miller.
No.
No, he's showing them a picture of Iggy Pop.
Oh, you monster.
You can also follow me at Brett Rader.
Vanessa, do you have anything to plug?
I'm on Hurt White Feelings November 1st at, I think, Echoes Under Sunset. I'm not entirely sure the location. November 2nd, I'm at Universal Bar and Grill. And November 3rd, I am doing my first roast battle that's not rap related at the Comedy Store.
Should be a party.
I don't know if I can hit as hard when I can't rhyme.
We will see. I have a show Friday the 13th, The Darkest Hour with Josh Denny.
Ooh, I'm going to that.
Yay. I think that's all. Oh, December 2nd, there's a Cracked comedy stand-up comedy show in Long Beach, LBC. LBC at the Gas Lamp.
So, oh, shit. I know exactly where that is.
Yeah. So come be at that. It'll be a bunch of Cracked people. Jeff May will be there. Alex Schmidt. Cody Johnston. Dan O'Brien. Lori Kilmartin. Danny Jollis. It's going to be a fucking blowout.
Will there be bugs?
You motherfuckers. All right. We're going to go see Bugs tonight, and then we'll talk to you all Saturday. Josh, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye, Brett.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye, Vanessa.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody. We love you.